Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. You probably recognize the name and voice of Andrea Seabrook, an award-winning journalist who spent many years reporting on politics for NPR. You haven't heard her on NPR recently because back last year she tendered her resignation, fed up with dealing with the politicians on Capitol Hill. Andrea Seabrook has gone on to form a podcast called Decode DC, and she is on the phone with me today to talk about Decode DC and her decision to leave NPR. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
I want to go back. You spent almost 15 years working for NPR, reporting on happenings in Washington, D.C. What made you fed up with it all and just throw your hands up and walk away?
Yeah, it's a great question because, frankly, I left the best job in journalism, which is covering the U.S. Capitol for, you know, the premier, I believe, news organization in the United States, NPR. The reason I left, though, was because, and it's not the fault of NPR, I see a huge discrepancy, a huge problem with the way the mainstream journalism, even done well, covers politics and policy and legislation in the United States Capitol. It's almost as if, you know, over the last 30 years, the amount of money being poured into politics has just gone up and up and up, and the amount of money going into journalism has gone down and down and down. And you're left with a situation that I believe we've come to where the PR machine, the spin, the politics on Capitol Hill are, in essence, more sophisticated than the resources journalists have to unspin and untangle the political web that's woven.
You speak in some of your podcasts talking about how the politicians, it is all about the spin, and for most of us outside the Beltway, we don't really get the real story.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is. They are so deeply they, and I mean both parties. I'm not indicting one party over the other.
Right.
They're so invested in their own political narrative that they refuse to even, you know, in the case that we're in now, where the Congress for the last, you know, 2.5 years has been unable to do anything, even sort of basic keeping the country running, they refuse to even say that there are any ideas beyond the entrenched sides involved. The universe of solutions to any given problem is bigger than the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. But they have, you know, painted themselves into corners, basically, and saying, no, this is the one way. No, this is the one way. We can't touch this. We can't touch that. And it just takes some rational thought from rational citizens to sit down and say, no, we are able to solve problems. We know that they can do this. We have to step back. Stop choosing red or blue and instead demanding that our lawmakers actually go ahead and govern. And I believe that the only way to do that is by taking a new approach to journalism in general.
And quite a difference. You do mention in this media-saturated world that there are other avenues to pursue. That's why you went with the podcast, Decode DC. And
yes.
you talk a lot about trying to, you know, uncover this political sideshow that goes on. You wanted to, in your letter on your website, you say, it's my attempt to stop replaying sound bites of the political attacks. And that's basically what you see no matter what channel that you turn on a daily basis or what news, news feed you're looking at. You're basically hearing what the politicians want you to hear.
Exactly. There is almost nothing that one hears on any news outlet, but the good ones and the not-so-good ones, that is reasonable, rational discussion about the facts and how our country should proceed forward. What you get is a highly tested, carefully crafted political message from each side. You know, I also want to be clear and say sometimes people, you know, a party's message is closer to the truth than another party's message. At the same time, the news media does not have the resources and the reporters themselves do not have the time, oftentimes, to sit down and just clear away the crap, the attempt to sort of spin voters, and talk about the real issue that underpins whatever the lawmakers are talking about. And, you know, part of the reason for that is because as a journalist, there are so few journalists covering this, you know, behemoth anymore, that you as a journalist are pressured to finish that story and start the next one. And so you're left with the ability to take what he says and take what she says and say, well, he says this and she says that, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you did. I heard a wonderful quote, I think, in one of the podcasts where you were talking about it being theater distracting us from what was really happening underneath. And you called it a stupid sideshow.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and I'm not saying that we aren't to blame, too. We citizens have to, I believe, wake up and figure out that being loyal or choosing one party and being loyal to it only serves the interest of the politicians in that party. That by having some kind of fealty to a party, we are not doing ourselves any favors, because we're just, you know, furthering the political interests of the politicians rather than caring about specific issues. And if we said, forget it, I don't care about your political career, I demand answers to, you know, whatever you believe in, then the parties wouldn't be able to use you as their pawn to win the next cycle, or the next news cycle, or the next election. They would have to actually act in your interest to get your vote.
Amazing. That would be amazing, I think.
Wouldn't it? Maybe I'm just a crazy... I know I often come off as some sort of crazy idealist wrapped in an incredibly jaded shell.
Well, all those years in D.C.
I believe that there are lawmakers who want to do that. But there are so many problems with the way the system is set up right now, what it has become. And that's another point of my show, Decode DC, is to sort of blow the lid off of as much of that as I can.
Well, you already have tens of thousands of listeners and subscribers, and your first podcast, The House of Misrepresentatives, hit number one among news and politics podcasts on iTunes, and the second episode made a top iTunes podcast list as well. Has it been growing? I mean, you basically launched this back in August, correct? So you're six episodes or so in. How's it going?
It's going really well. You know, my two big goals this year are to become self-sustaining and to become as consistent, put out as many consistent quality podcasts as I can, shows as I can. It's crazy. I've never had to do this myself before. I have always relied in my career on the good public radio stations like this one to help make my journalism possible. And the work that you guys do is just absolutely the most important journalism work in America. And so doing it alone outside of the public radio system is a lot harder. It distracts me from what my real goal should be in some ways. And to that end, I mean, and frankly, the public radio audience is the best audience in journalism. It's the most educated. It's the most sort of middle and upper middle class. And the people who really hold the power in our country, the most people who do. And actually, my show has started running a lot of NPR stations. And so I'm sort of going back to that audience, because the stations, a lot of them have called me and said, we want to run this show. We'll figure out how to put it in our public affairs program. We'll figure out where to put it. And that's just been a distinct pleasure as this show has gone forward. I consider that a huge success when stations are calling me and asking for the content.
Well, we greatly appreciate your efforts to cut through the clutter and the stupid sideshow that happens on Capitol Hill. It's good
to have
a voice of sanity in there somewhere. So,
well, it's a pleasure, and it is such an honor that people are listening.
Andrea Seabrook, who is the award-winning journalist, formerly with NPR, now doing the podcast Decode DC. You can find a link to that podcast through our website, WVXU.com. www.capitolhill.org and learn more about her fighting the good fight on Capitol Hill. Well, a pleasure as always, Andrea, and look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you so much.